This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day. This is the DJD way for you to get through the day, helping you understand some of the things going on, at least from our perspective. You'll know what is happening around America and around the world by listening to the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's move right into it, Jennifer, because I know you've got some exciting information for us.
All about legal troubles. It seems everybody has them these days, and Michael Avenatti is no exception. Remember Michael Avenatti? He's appeared on cable news just between MSNBC and CNN 254 times in the year of 2018. If you can believe it, that's a lot of appearances. And he has been facing a lot of serious legal charges. The latest comes out of my hometown of Los Angeles, where a federal grand jury has indicted him on 36 counts of fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. He allegedly stole millions of dollars from five clients and used his kind of a web of shell companies and bank accounts to cover up the theft. Now, one of his clients, and this is where it gets really sad, is Jeffrey Johnson, who is a mentally ill paraplegic on disability, who won a $4 million settlement of a suit against Los Angeles County. That money was wired to Avenatti in January of 2015, but he hid it from his client for years, according to the indictment. He received $2.75 million in proceeds from another client's legal settlement, but he concealed that one too, according to the indictment. The next day, he put $2.5 million of that money, so almost the entire amount, into the purchase of a private jet, which for a company that he effectively owned, according to prosecutors. Earlier on in the week, Michael Avenatti's jet was confiscated from Santa Barbara Airport, and now that's the least of his trouble. Getting his $5 million jet taken away is the least of his trouble. He faces years and years in prison for this for these indictments alone, 335 years in prison.
Yeah, I love
couldn't
that.
Couldn't happen
that's
to a nicer
crazy.
Guy. Are we convicting him, though, or are we being... Are we convicting him?
Everybody gets
trial?
A chance to defend himself, but when the charges right. like this pile up and yeah. they have real indictments behind him, he's facing charges in L.A., in Santa Ana, which is in Orange County, California, and in New York. There's a lot of smoke.
He seemed to come out of nowhere, too. I never
yeah,
heard
he
of the
did.
Guy until a couple of years ago. Anybody ever
well,
heard
when he
before?
Started representing Stormy Daniels, that's when we all
yeah,
knew him.
It.
And then he was
yeah.
an active critic of the president. He was going to run for president in 2020. Remember, he was announcing that he was going to be a candidate? I don't know how his campaign's going now, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, and then he's got other charges. I don't know, did you mention the Nike thing? That's going to be really
that's
bad.
That's the one
for
in
him
New
too.
York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
where he was shaking down the Nike Corporation.
For 20
I think we. Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think, and that is that he alleges, and maybe it's true, it could all be true, he alleges that Nike made payments to certain families to get their kids to go to certain schools, and Avenatti said, look, Nike, I know you're doing this, I have a client who told me that you are, so you better pay me and you better pay him, and if you don't, we're going to go to the feds. Well, Nike said, hold on, please, and they got the feds on the line and took survey, or basically caught him on tape, blackmailing and trying to extort their company, so he walked into that web, and Nike's been able to kind of skate on this. Even if the charges Michael Avenatti's talking about are true against Nike, everybody's worried about what he was doing to try to catch them.
So, some other lawyer sort of legal stuff. Lori Loughlin and that whole scenario and the people who are going to go through all of the stuff that they're going through. I thought it was pretty interesting that the University of Southern California will not allow her daughter, or both of them actually, to drop out. Why would that be, I would wonder? What's the...
I think it's because they're reviewing everyone who may have been connected to this Rick Singer guy.
They're all frozen, I think.
They're frozen, yeah. But those girls already moved out of the dorm. We know Olivia Jade was partying with her boyfriend in Malibu. She's been not talking to her parents and living with him in Malibu. And then the sister, the older sister, was just seen at lunch with Lori Loughlin. The paparazzi caught them. So they're not in school, but I guess they can't just make it official for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I
don't want to gossip and things. Some people love to do that. I'm not much of a gossiper, but I did find interesting to look into the details of some of the things that are popping up from Amber Heard about her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, who she says punched her, choked her, and kicked her. And then other people are saying Johnny Depp's side of the story is that his wife, Ms. Heard, kicked him, punched him, and choked him. What a lovely
resume. This is a wacky, wacky couple. She, right before she got married to Johnny Depp, she was a full-on lesbian and was, like, rubbing it in everyone's face. And she was in all these LGBTQ events and all kinds of stuff. And she, like, well, you know, would walk down the red carpet kissing her girlfriend. And I'm all for that. I don't care what anybody is. But don't be a fake lesbian because it made you, you know, it gives you good PR. And then you turn around the next week and marry Johnny Depp. It just, I found her to be very disingenuous from the beginning. She's also kind of a wackadoo, just like he is. And he's got a notorious drinking problem. So a lot of this, I think, stems from
drugs,
his alcoholism. I think he probably smokes a lot of weed, but I know he drinks a lot of booze. Like, he is like a fall-down drunk.
Well, wasn't that part of the problem with the divorce settlement was she wanted all this money, and he's spending, what, like $30,000 a month or something on wine?
$30,000 a month on wine,
it's insane. They both have problems with money.
As you would.
She was spending that much on, like, her dog. She was like, I need this much in the divorce because...
$10,000 a month for the dog.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I want to be that dog. Like, who was...
Yes,
I know.
Bow,
I want to live in their wine cellar and be that dog.
Yeah. Woof, 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 woof. Woof, woof, woof. Okay. 14 after the hour. This is the DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
The Geek Out. In the same week, DC Comics released the jokey fun superhero movie Shazam and the very dark trailer for the upcoming standalone origin story Joker. The trailer is the opposite of Shazam, the polar opposite. Think Taxi Driver or Logan. Joaquin Phoenix plays Arthur Fleck, who eventually becomes the Joker, and the movie is directed ironically by Todd Phillips, who's most famous for the Hangover trilogy. The trailer reveals a movie that will tell the story of a man who's eventually pushed over the edge into madness, and it looks great. Great. It's all Joker, no bats, and the trailer holds a ton of promise, but then again, so did the one for Suicide Squad. Joker hits in October, and we've posted a link to the trailer on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
1670, actually, at the hour, the good day. The DJV program. I was thinking about the good fight, because one of the things that's in the podcast currently, you can hear at djvshow.com, we have a conversation about whether Amazon has secretly been spying on you through your Alexa. We also have the results of a poll naming the 20 best cities to live in our country. And then Juliana Margulies. Is that Margulies?
Margulies.
I never pronounced it right.
Yeah.
I was watching an old episode last night of The Good Wife. That show really holds up well.
She was great on that series.
The story we talk about in the DJV podcast is that she turned down a role on the CBSN, which is their subscription TV network at CBS. There's a show called The Good Fight, which has a lot of the same characters in it that were in The Good Wife. But she didn't want to. She wanted to do it, but they didn't want to pay her. So she didn't do it. I just don't get that stuff. I think she was right, and CBS was chintzy. Why wouldn't they want to bring more people in to watch that show? Anyway, that's part of the discussion.
They just don't have the same budget for the online platform, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have kept the three main stars from the old show if they didn't keep the budget. They wouldn't.
But they probably weren't the biggest stars. Maybe they negotiate. Who knows? I mean, we don't know what the deal is. Maybe they have ownership. You don't know.
Right. All right. We also on the podcast discussed a couple of studies. One that shows it's four times safer to get surgery early in the day. I don't know if there's a surprise there.
That's a scary one.
Yeah. No surgery at 5, thanks. Then there's some good news for elderly people. You own a pet, more likely to be healthier, happier, and more physically active. So get those stories and many more in conversation at the podcast of the DJV Show, djvshow.com. You can download it, subscribe on iTunes, search for the DJV Show. Speaking of good news, the owner of a 7-Eleven in Toledo saw a teenager shoplifting from the store. And the stuff is all over. You can see it on pretty much every social media platform. Jay Singh, working in the store's back office, his cashier alerted him to a shoplifter. He confirmed the suspicion, saw the teenager pocketing gum and candy and that sort of thing. He approached the teenager, asked him to empty his pockets. Teenager placed the items, mostly candy, on the counter. But apparently the owner, Mr. Singh, knew there was more. He informed the teenager he could finish emptying his pockets, or I'll call the police. As the employee was calling 911, had a dispatcher on the phone, the boy told Singh that he was stealing. I'm stealing for myself. I'm hungry. I'm doing this for my younger brother. And so Mr. Singh told his employee to hang up. He said, well, this isn't food. If you're stealing gum and candy, something for munching. This guy, by the way, has owned the store for 5 years. He said, if you're hungry, ask me. I'll give you some food. And so that's what he did. He gave him some chicken wings, some sausage rolls, a whole pizza, and a 2-liter bottle of soda instead of calling the cops. So I imagine that people would argue, well, that's just wrong. The kid was stealing. Well, when you consider, does he know that the story he's telling him is true? Meh. I don't know. That's probably too much analysis. It's heartful. And
sometimes it's okay to take a leap of faith on someone.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Like, it's okay.
We need to do more of that.
It's not going
to
make or break his business. You know, I think that that's a good thing. I don't think people have faith in other people anymore. And I think that that's a nice story.
Very jaded. Very jaded. Yeah, it is a good story. That's why I told it to you. I thought you would think it was a good story. Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and Doug at 21 After on today's DJV program.
today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And change at the hour on the DJV program with us focusing on music now again. This hour we give 5-6 minutes to some contemporary music stories, some of the oldie moldy stuff too. This is Selena Gomez with Go Back to You. This year's We Day California will feature a huge roster of stars from television, film, music, science, all gathering in Inglewood at the Forum to celebrate the youth who are leading the charge for social change. This is a week from this Saturday, I think. It's the 25th. Yeah, when is that? It's 2 weeks.
It's a Thursday in a couple weeks.
Oh, it's not Saturday. Okay, got it. Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome.
Look at my calendar. I thought this was Saturday. Anyway, the event brings 16,000 students and educators who've made a difference in their own communities together for a day of performances, motivational speeches. Selena Gomez will be there, Joe Jonas, Bill Mai, the Pentatonics, Mahershala Ali, Natalie Portman. That's the first time I think I've ever pronounced his name right.
I know, I'm proud.
Haley Steinfeld, thank you. Megan Trainor. Neil Patrick Harris will host the event with more speakers and performers to be announced in the next week or so. We Day, also taking place in other venues across North America and also in England and the Caribbean, free for students and educators. Every year, We Day leaves me feeling inspired and hopeful. The youth have an incredible, positive, and passionate attitude for making real change, says Gomez. I don't think that's true of every child, but it's nice that there are lots of them.
I think the kids involved in this is what she is.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's see. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is going to be there as well. Queer Eyes Karamo Brown, Nina Dobrev, who's an actress, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Portions of the We Day California will be filmed for inclusion in a one-hour TV special that will be on next August on ABC. 200,000 students attended the event last year, making it the world's largest youth empowerment event. So, that's not a bad thing, highlighting that sort of thing. I just want to make sure, I hope that they all really deserve the accolades, because a lot of kids are getting accolades that don't deserve it. Just give them praise. That doesn't help anybody, but this looks like a good effort, frankly. 26 after the hour. Next up, musically, Mary Chapin Carpenter, here with Passionate Kisses. She's going to team up with Sean Colvin doing a duo tour. She and the Sean have enjoyed sort of a musical kinship for the past 30 years. They have frequently shared the stage around the world. And so this fall they're going to embark on a tour that showcases both of them in sort of in small, intimate, acoustical settings. They trade songs and stories from their Grammy-winning careers, some of the hits, longtime fan favorites, that sort of thing. Crack this up for a second. Let's put a tune in. I've never thought she got the credit that she deserved, frankly.
She didn't.
I've always, I don't think she did. Do you?
No, she's a great country star and a folk. Yeah. She's kind of gone in the direction of folk,
music.
Which is why she goes so great with Sean Kalten. But, yeah, I think she's been very underrated in her career. And she's a great songwriter, too.
Yeah, she is. You're right about that. She toured with him last time, 2013.
It's a woman. So,
it's her.
Yeah, Sean Colvin's
what did I say?
Him.
Oh, Sean Colvin's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Why did I say? I don't know anything about him, actually. I know a lot about Mary Chapin Carpenter.
But it's a her.
Him.
Her.
Right.
Sean
well,
Colvin is a her.
I don't know anything about her. That's funny
she's
because...
She's from New Orleans, actually.
Is she? Yeah.
I think so.
This is... Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Honey came home. This was a big
one. It's a great song. Right. I forgot. All right. So now I get the connection even more between the two of them. I think that'd be a good tour. I wasn't associating the name with the song, but those she had some good songs. Two of them together ought to be good. That looks like a good show. All right. Now I'm all enthused about it.
Woohoo!
28 after the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the Trump administration twice urged U.S. immigration officials to release migrants onto the streets of sanctuary cities to retaliate against the president's political adversaries, a.k.a. Democrats. The Washington Post reports reviewed email messages and spoke to Homeland Security officials who say that they ended up telling the administration the move would probably be illegal as well as inappropriate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco was specifically mentioned as a target. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed the nation's most restrictive abortion law that blocks any abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected.
The signing of this bill today is consistent with that respect for life to protect those who cannot protect themselves.
It's going to be challenged in court, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The hour. Welcome back to America's favorite place to be in the morning with genuine radio celebrities like Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and coming up, up-and-coming celebrity Kara Schillen. I've been around for a while, so I guess I would be. I don't even like that word. Here we are, just friends having a conversation. And we get right to the point, right, Victoria?
We do. We try to get right to the point, right?
Right.
That's really no, more at you.
There's a diversion here or there. Right? Yeah, all right, so keep going. Let's go.
Well, speaking of diversions, there's kind of some odd staffing changes going on at the Department of Homeland Security. So it turns out we know that Kirsten
Nielsen... They're draining the swamp. Wait a minute, what happened? The swamp? Where's the swamp?
I don't know. Well, Kirstjen Nielsen, of course, announced her resignation last Sunday. 2 days later, the acting deputy secretary, Claire Grady, announced that she was also resigning. That led to Kevin McAleenan. Did I say that
right?
McAleenan,
I think.
Yeah. He's the commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, so he is going to now be in the acting deputy secretary's role. And so now it turns out there's even another staffing change. The Department of Homeland Security will now be run by the TSA chief, David Pekoski. And so he's now going to serve as the deputy DHS secretary on a temporary basis. And I guess there was someone else who was supposed to be up for this position. Trump had nominated a guy named Ron Vitiello, and then he withdrew that nomination. He was the acting director of ICE, and since then he has left his position. Not sure why Trump withdrew his nomination. I don't know if he wasn't interested anymore or if there was some skeletons there, but obviously Homeland
Chicken.
Homeland Security needs some leadership because, like, the top three spots are kind of open now. So the TSA chief, David Pekoski, is going to be the one filling that role. Now, they didn't say if he's going to also still be the administration chief at the TSA, so he might be doing double duty, which is great news for anyone who already hates the TSA, because
usually,
you know,
they slide
let's give him more work to do.
Yeah, usually they slide in another acting director, but they needed a shakeup at this department. Think about what's been happening, and somebody had to take responsibility for it, whether that's Congress or Mexico or Trump or whoever it's going to be. It needed to be somebody, and obviously in the administration, they've totally done the shakeup like a martini shaker of the department, because you have 100,000 people coming in. And I think the biggest story that no one's talking about is that 36 or 40,000 of those are children who are being brought into the country by people that are not their family members, because there's a new law on the books, thanks to Congress, that says that if you walk into the country with a kid, whether it's your kid or not, you have asylum, essentially. You can't be deported.
Right.
And so this is being exploited by drug traffickers and by mules that are bringing people over with a kid, regardless of whether it's theirs or not, and they get to stay.
I understand. I think that that's obviously that needs to change. But I understand the law, the way that I've read into a little bit of it, is the reason for that is a lot of the kids whose fathers have been killed in, and this is sort of like a global refugee type of thing, but in terms of kids, like the actual dad being killed for whatever reason, or kids not having a dad, and then an uncle is the one bringing the kid in, and then, you know, that's a lot of DNA testing to prove that this is your uncle or this is somebody. So I think that's why that law was written the way that it was, but obviously now it's being exploited.
Yeah,
well, it's totally being
exploited, and people are being kidnapped. And
it's
crazy.
All right. Let's go back to the swamp for a minute here, because this is an example of what I talk about when it comes to the insiders getting these jobs. They come in from the industry that they're regulating. They change things to favor their industry and or their company, and then they leave. So the latest example of that is David Bernhardt, who used to be an oil company. Then he became an oil and gas lobbyist. He'd served as the Interior Department's acting chief. He is now going to be the head of the Interior Department. And this is the exact example of somebody who has no business regulating this industry, somebody who has everything to gain, or the industry has everything to gain, and the public has nothing to gain from having a guy like this who is such an overt supporter of things that are not in the public's best interest.
We have that at the FCC, too. So,
yes,
you know,
all the insiders. Well, they have it at the FDA.
Can you give us an example?
They have it at the USDA.
What kind of stuff are you talking about?
Excuse me. What kind of stuff am I talking about with regard to leases on public land?
Yeah, I'm just curious the specifics, because I think there's a lot of people that are in positions because of lobbying and stuff like that. I would just be curious to know from you, with honesty, I'm not trying to be combative.
No, I understand.
A real question, what is not going to be done in the public interest?
I don't know, because he's not there yet. I mean, as far as his track record as a lobbyist representing ExxonMobil, in that frame, I just don't think it's in the public's best interest to have somebody who's so closely identified, Jennifer. I have no specifics because he hasn't had the role long enough to have a specific trail of evidence that points to him being a bad guy. I think it's a bad precedent, generally speaking, for somebody like that who comes from business. You've seen it over and over and over again. They come in, they change things, and then they go back to their companies having done things that will favor their company. We all know. I'm the country's biggest supporter of business, because without business and money, it irks me no end for people to talk about, like Elizabeth Warren, we've got to we have to increase the tax on millionaires by 30% because those bad guys got too much money. How the hell do you think they got the money in the first place? They made something of themselves and a company. Okay, is there inherited wealth? Yeah, but it started someplace. And so anyway, that's the good side of being in America. You can create
business,
but this is not good. This is not a good.
Yeah, and I think you're right about the precedent, and we don't know what this person is going to do yet. The last Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, was a disaster, in my opinion. There were all kinds of speculation allegations about, you know, contracts that he gave to his friends.
Yeah, he's an unethical boob. Yeah,
yeah, right. He was awful. So I don't know who this new person is. Maybe he can do a good job. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But I think the example that you're really talking about, Ajit Pai, who is the head of the FCC. He came from Verizon, and his number one goal was to eliminate net neutrality, which hamstrung Verizon and AT&T and Comcast. And so that's what he did. He accomplished that goal. When he's finished in his role, however long he stays at the FCC, he's going to go back to the board of Verizon, and they're going to reap the benefits because they already have. And this is, I think that's exactly what you're talking about, the precedent that's set. People come in, they change laws that benefit their own industry, their own bottom line, and then they leave. The only, I'm hoping that there's an exception to that rule with the new head of the FAA, which we talked about a couple weeks ago. He came from Delta. He was a pilot. He worked his way up the ranks. He knows the inner workings of Delta, and now he's going to be the head of the FAA. Perhaps he's also going to do the same thing and go back to Delta, and I don't know. But I'm hopeful that his experience will actually benefit the American consumer.
People can ask, well, where do you find these people if it isn't from the industries that are being regulated?
And that's a real question. That's
question.
True.
Yep, it is a question, yeah. But is there, I don't know what the answer is, Victoria or Jennifer. Yeah. I don't really know. But on the surface, it doesn't look good, especially for somebody who said he was going to drain the swamp. That's the point that I'm kind of trying to make. Speaking of swamp, the Catholic Church, as usual, up to their Mickey in problems. Now there are stories floating around this week about nuns who were perpetrators of sexual violence. The focus has heretofore been on the priests who were sexually aggressive with young boys, and now there are nuns and stories of all kinds of weird things going on, the abuse against women by these women priests. I mean, for God's sakes, this is the most unhealthy circumstance, and why it is that they work so hard at keeping it the way it is, tradition being what it is. And I go off on this all the time. I probably shouldn't, because I'm not objective about it at all. I think I've told you the story in the air about my former wife, who has since passed, but when she met me, she just got out of a convent because she was having an affair with a priest. And it wasn't when we got married, he was the one who married us. And he never signed.
Very weird.
Oh, yeah, it was very weird. Yeah.
You were okay with that?
My minister, well, it was her priest and my minister. Well, because I didn't know the sum and substance of what had happened between
them. She never told you, guy who's going to perform our marriage ceremony?
No,
wow.
it was a while down the road. So, anyway. Yeah,
that's a betrayal, actually.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's creepy. The whole thing that goes on there is just creepy. So, they're now investigating that. This Pope's got a lot to do. You think he's addressing
busy.
It? Yeah. I thought it was very interesting to see, speaking of that, that there's a picture of the Pope at the bottom of a set of stairs that supposedly, have you seen this, was climbed by Jesus prior to his crucifixion? But the stairs are in Rome. Jesus never went to Rome. I went down a set of stairs.
Well, wasn't it just art, or was it the actual stairs, or did they say it's the stairs?
No, you see a picture of him standing at the bottom of the stairs, and he said these stairs were climbed by Jesus prior to him being crucified.
Wasn't he crucified in Italy?
No. He was crucified in
Italy. I don't know. I'm not up on this is not my realm, but
The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is in Jerusalem. And that's where...
But I don't think he was killed by the Roman emperor. He wasn't killed in Jerusalem, I don't think.
He was killed by the Roman emperor.
Jen, you've got to step in.
I know. I'm looking it up. Because I can't... I mean, let's see.
All right, look it up and we'll take a break. We'll figure it out when we come back. Hold on.
I only went to 12 years of Catholic school.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see if we can straighten this all out. If you see these pictures, very ornate. I had my comment about the church spending money, and Jennifer said, well, I just leave that out of the story. Okay. So it appears that these stairs were in Jerusalem. They have been restored. They were moved to Rome in the year 400, or on about that, in the 4th century anyway. When Christianity was the Roman Empire's main religion. So now they put it in one of the basilicas, these 28 steps, and they've spent a lot of money fixing. If you look at some of these, the frescoes and the stairs themselves as they've been rebuilt, it's really pretty interesting to see it. And this is the time of year when these things come to the surface, because this is
Easter.
Palm Sunday.
Hey, this is his
and
big
Easter
day. It's coming up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yep. So maybe I remember going down the actual stairs when I was in Jerusalem, first time I was there at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, going down in the stairs that supposedly he took. And what an eerie feeling that was. Wow. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
The The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Now it's time for a visit with Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com, frequently visited by people who listen to him on the radio, watch him on TV, see him thumbing down the interstate. He's a very popular guy, and he's here to go through some of the important stories from the world of automobiles this week. This first list that I'm looking at here of new cars that are turned in quickly, you know, it doesn't really surprise me because all the cars on the list, if I may make my observation, Nick, are cars that aren't really cars, like the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. That's not really a Mercedes. And the BMW 3, that's not really a BMW. And the Land Rover Discovery, that certainly is not a real Land Rover. So, you know, all of these...
You're such a snob. Oh, my gosh.
All right, take it away, Nick.
You're right. I mean, in a sense, too, the world moves on, Doug. That's what happens when you get older. Things change. This is the problem with a lot of the cars on this list is look at the sort of people that are buying them, and they tend to be salespeople, probably L.A., New York, Chicago that'll have these cars, and the second a new one comes out with a new color scheme or a fresh one, they have to have it. So that's part of this. There is some interesting thing here. You know, Mini have taken their quality from being at the bottom of the list to almost being at the top of the list. They won most improved quality over the last few years in their cars. The Germans really got them ship-shaped and got everything going right in the Mini factory. So I'm kind of surprised to see at number 5 on the list, most cars given up after the year, 10% of people given up a Mini Clubman. That's a surprise. The ones at the bottom of the list, not so much a surprise. Nissan Versa Note, Jaguar XF, and the Nissan Versa itself. The Versa is the cheapest car in America. I think people buy it and realize they probably could have bought a secondhand car for a better price. And Jaguar's XF has been plagued with
junk,
some problems early on. But it's interesting to see what people don't like and get rid of within the first 12 months.
You know, it's very interesting. Since Ratatata took over Land Rover and Jaguar, the big Land Rovers have gotten better, in my estimation, a little cheaper, but there's a little more accoutrement to it. And the Jags just look like another car to me. I don't even know why would you bother buying a Jag. There's nothing special about it.
And they have some really great guys like Ian Cullum over at Jaguar, and he you know, designed Aston Martins before he came to Jaguar. He's quite a reputation. I think the biggest problem is we do what we do good, right? And the British really make big Land Rovers well. And then on the other end of the scale, you can look at America. We make big trucks well. We don't make small cars well. So any American small-made cars don't last very long and disappear. But our trucks, the F-150 and the 1500, they're just the solid core of America.
All right, next up, who's going to make the best flying car? And who's going to run, who's going to drive or fly the flying cars?
Right. Well, this is a really interesting topic, flying cars, because it's the one topic everybody asks me about at least once or twice a week. When is a flying car coming? Is it ready? It looks like University of Michigan and Ford have got together and they're starting to do some real studies on environmental impact. The truth of the matter is, when you increase everything from 2D, because technically we're driving in 2D, right? We're driving on the ground, we're driving in roads. If you increase it to 3D, think of all the accidents that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to worry about going up and down as well as left, right, forward, and back. So you add a whole different dimension to the flying. I can't see my mom and dad using a flying car. They have trouble enough using a regular car on the road. I'd hate to put them in the air. So I just still think the flying car is a disaster waiting to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen. So you can do all the environmental impact studies you want, Doug. I honestly believe that a flying car is still a long way off, at least until
computers can
make us not crash.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, new Dodge Challenger. I love these Dodge Challengers, man. So what are they doing? What are they adding to the packages?
Yeah, they've done packages especially for the military, basically. You got to look at the Dodge has just had a wonderful life, I guess, for the Challenger. This is the oldest car in the muscle car lineup in the world. It's based on the Mercedes-Benz E-Class from 12 years ago. This vehicle is just selling like hotcakes. They can't sell enough of them. The military love them. They claim that more people in the military are driving Dodge Challengers than any other brand. So, you know, they have more military people buying them, and so they've come out with a special Stars and Stripe edition.
I think that's appropriate. All right, good job. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.